Welcome back to Jefferson City. We hope everybody had a great week. We wanted to give you an update on some of the things that I'm working on specifically right now. In the Ways and Means Committee, we heard a few of my bills related to tax policy. As everyone is aware, from previous years, back in 2011, I passed the franchise tax elimination, which is now fully phased in, which was a double tax on assets for Missouri businesses. So we passed that bill, and then I also worked on, was a primary author of the tax cut in 2014 that we overrode the governor on. So two of the largest tax cuts in the history of the state. I've been very proud to be a part of that because I fundamentally believe that individuals and businesses know better how to spend their money than government does. And that has been consistent for me my whole life. Jack Kemp was sort of a political hero for me and the happy warrior that talked about that, and that single mom being able to keep more of her own money, or the small business owner that with more capital can hire people, adding more taxpayers, and also invest in equipment and all sorts of things. Whatever the individual wants to do, I fundamentally believe that we ought to empower those folks. So as a continuation of that, I filed a bill to double the tax cut that we did just a few years ago. What that would do is lower our rate from 6% all the way down to 5%. And it would also double the tax cut for every small business in the state. So the dry cleaner, the auto repair shop, all those businesses that are organized as LLCs or closely held companies, they would pay half of what they currently pay in state taxes. The current tax cut that we passed in 2014 that's being phased in beginning next year, we have a 25% reduction. I want to get that to 50%. So there's a lot going on here. We've focused a lot on tax policy in committee. That was in the Ways and Means Committee this week, and hopefully those bills will move forward. The other bill that I want to make reference to, too, that's a new bill that actually came from a constituent, which is the standard deduction for dependents on your state tax return. We want that number to be adjusted with the CPI. That number should not be static. That $1,200 deduction should not be a static number, because as I know, and I'm sure all the parents out there know, raising kids doesn't get less expensive. It always gets more expensive. We want that to be a fair and equitable acknowledgement of that in our tax code. So those are two things we presented, and one of the other things we're debating this week is ethics reform. So we'll keep everybody updated as we move towards spring break, which is a few weeks from now, which is kind of our halfway point, as Senate bills continue to get perfected and voted on the Senate floor and then sent over to the House, and now House bills are starting to make their way over to the Senate. We hope everybody has a good weekend. It looks like we're going to have better weather this weekend, so we hope everybody gets a chance to get out and enjoy it. Take care. We'll see you next week.